Over the last 2.5 years, our efforts to shine light on government operations have taught us 10 key principles that we must apply as we scale transparency across all federal spending. I'd like to talk about these key lessons that we've learned. Number one, that we must build end-to-end digital systems to reduce errors and protect the integrity of the data across the federal enterprise. Number two, build once, use often. Across the federal government, there are over 12,000 major IT systems with thousands and thousands of databases behind those systems. That leads to the complexity of the enterprise, which is the U.S. government, and some of the issues around data quality. Number three, tap into the golden sources of data. And what I mean by that is that we shouldn't be relying on derivative databases, data derived from other data sources and massaged, but we should go directly to the very transactional systems that are used to do business on a day-to-day basis. Number three, release data in machine-readable formats and encourage third-party applications. Washington doesn't have a monopoly on the best ideas, and we've seen what happens when you democratize data. You have the ability to get innovation in ways that were structurally impossible before. Number five, employ common data standards. Think about what would have happened if railroads across the country had different standards in terms of railroad track gauges. We wouldn't have had the impact we had during the Industrial Revolution and the Transcontinental Railroad that created so many jobs and opportunities and created innovation across the board. In the same way, data and having common data standards is vital as we think about transparency. Number six, use simple upfront data validations. If you go back in time and to think of recovery.gov in the early days, there are phantom congressional districts because data wasn't validated up front. A simple data validation up front would have prevented phantom congressional districts from being entered to begin with. Number seven, release data as close to real time as possible. If you think about some of the innovations and applications in the ecosystem that have been developed, such as mobile apps that allow you to see on a real-time basis, landing of flights across the country, allowing the American people to make decisions based on that data, it is because that data is real-time. In the same way, when it comes to transparency, we should be able to get data on a real-time basis as someone is charging or conducting a transaction on a credit card all the way to a procurement. Number eight, engineer systems to reduce burden. It is critical to make sure that as we think about transparency, as we look at this $3.7 trillion model in terms of how do we shine light on all of that funding, we make sure that we're not creating more burdens. A simple example when it comes to student aid applications is that the IRS and Department of Education decided to share data. Therefore, we were able to eliminate about 70 questions that students had to fill because that data was already pre-populated. Number nine, protect privacy and security. This is critical, especially in the age of Facebook and Twitter, which is that you can create a mosaic effect without really thinking about it. It's one thing to release data, for example, when it comes to healthcare at a state level. It's another thing to release it at a zip code level. In rural parts of the country, there may be one person who has that condition, and you could tie that to a Facebook account. So we have to be vigilant when it comes to protecting the privacy of the American people and also national security. Number 10, provide equal access to data and incorporate user feedback on an ongoing basis. These 10 principles are grounded in the work we've done and the hard lessons we've learned.